Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. The quality of our lives, the shape of our communities, and the productivity of our nation's economy rests on the existence of a safe, secure, and efficient transportation system. Today, the U.S. Department of Transportation stands at the forefront in promoting an efficient and interconnected national transportation system. In doing so, it relies heavily on the use of information technology to both sustain the nation's transportation system and make it safer. With us this morning to discuss his efforts in this area is our special guest, Dan Mintz, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Transportation. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Also joining us in our conversation is Pete Boyer, Director in IBM's Federal Civilian Industry Practice. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Al.
Dan, I always like to start by providing our listeners some context about the organization, in this case, the Department of Transportation. Can you just take a minute to give us an overview of DOT's history and its mission today?
Glad to do so. The idea for the Department of Transportation began in the mid-60s when, under President Johnson, the thought was that there was a need to have a focused department dealing with these transportation concerns. It was proposed in 1965, passed in 1966. The first official day of operation was, of all dates, April 1st, 1967. It was taken a large part initially from the Department of Commerce. And in fact, the Undersecretary of Commerce for Transportation became the first Secretary of Transportation. The strategic goals for the department currently, there are five of them. One is safety, making all the modes of transportation safe. The second is the reduction of congestion. The third is global connectivity, understanding that transportation goes across the world. The fourth relates to environmental stewardship, that is making sure we protect the environment. And the fifth regards security, both of the passengers and commerce and the information associated with them. The current focus in particular, the current secretary, Secretary Peters, and our deputy secretary, Barrett, relates to congestion, safety, and making sure that we use 21st century solutions associated with them.
That's great. Now, to provide our listeners a sense of scale, can you more specifically describe how DOT is organized? Give us a sense of the size of the budget, number of full-time employees.
We have approximately 56,000 employees, a budget of almost $67 billion. We are broken into organizational units, which are called operating administrations or modes, and I believe we'll use that terminology during this discussion. That stands for the modalities of transportation we use. There's a significant number of employees in terms of location in the Washington area. Both the departmental headquarters is here, a block and a half from the new baseball stadium that will be opening later this year, and also the FAA headquarters are a couple blocks away from that. We have offices all around the country, including, of course, with the Federal Aviation Administration at all the airports around the country.
Dan, now that you provide us with a sense of the larger organization, perhaps you could tell us more about your area and role within the department. Specifically, what are your responsibilities and duties as the Chief Information Officer? And could you tell us about the areas under your purview, how you're organized, the size of your staff and budget?
First, I'm the departmental Chief Information Officer. So each of the modes of within the department also have a chief information officer that have responsibility for optimizing the investment and managing it within the mode. I have sort of two broad areas. The first is policy related, that is the creation and management associated with policy across the department. That has three pieces to it. One is information assurance or security, and that would include privacy issues. The second I call business partnership. That would include things like our enterprise architecture, which is a way of describing how we do the business architecture at the department, and the second part being capital planning, that is how we manage our investments. And the third piece, which is a piece we've really stood up this year, is focused on project management so that we have coherence in terms of how we implement processes, make them repeatable across the department. The term that's used a lot these days is called earned value management, a way of tracking whether the project is being performed in a way that the earned value that we expect to achieve is achieved with the right amount of investment over the right amount of time. The other part of my responsibility, it relates to operations, or we call it shared services, that is shared amongst all the operating administrations, and that's still another group. We have approximately 250 staff people that are part of my office. Most of them are actually contractors, and a lot of them are associated with our shared services operation. We interface to the IT staff in each of the operating administrations. We have, for my staff, approximately a $12 million budget that supports the policy creation, about $65 million that is associated with the operational activity. The entire department spends about $2.4 billion a year on IT. So relating to that dollar amount, we have policy impact, but the implementation is done by the CIOs at the operating administrations and in some cases by the business leaders within the administration.
Great. Now, regarding your responsibilities and duties, what are the top three challenges you face in your position, and how have you addressed these challenges?
It's interesting you ask that because almost from the first day I started at the department, I would put out a one-page list with a list of bullet points with my top priorities. And typically, they've had about six. And this year, even though my office still has those six, I've limited it down to three, coincidentally. I will tell you last year, and we may talk about this a little later, probably the most distracting responsibility had was moving to our new headquarters building, right. And I think we'll touch on that. So I have three priorities. The first priority is relating to security, that is information assurance. The goal there is to come up with a sufficiently robust approach and implementation that we can protect the information and the applications that we're running, and that's across the entire department. We've done a number of things there. For example, one of the things we did was we have what's called a cyber oversight, that is a function, the ability to look into the computer systems and decide whether or not there's some bad guy has gotten in or something is going wrong. And that's called a cyber cert operation. We used to have two of them, one of them at the FAA, one of them at the departmental level, which didn't make a lot of sense, really. We merged them together. And we created a joint oversight board consisting of senior leadership from the FAA and then representing the rest of the department to manage it, which is working really well. We just started this October 1st of this fiscal year, and that's a big plus. Second, we're trying to move the organization from being purely tactical, that is responding to day-to-day activities, and looking more at strategy and context. And that's a very difficult problem that we face. The third is, and this is one of the focuses that are going on right now, is we're trying to relook our whole approach to how we physically deal with the network. It's sort of grown over time. We want to bring a better approach to how we place systems, how we protect them, create different zones of security so that there might be some that have a very high protection level, some that have a less protection level. This deals with risk investment. We don't have infinite money, so we have to be very careful about where we put our resources. So we have to decide what we do we have to highly protect as opposed to that we want to do some work but is open, perhaps more open to the internet or the public. My second priority is a governance priority. It's a challenge in terms of making group decisions. The problem there is that everybody has a day job and it's hard doing that job. So to say that we want everyone to stop for a moment, get together, put together a group plan, which takes time because there will ultimately be a reward to that by being more efficient, better security, more optimal behavior, it's hard to not take the step and wait. So we've done a lot of work in terms of enhancing our governance process. We revised our Chief Information Council to add a representative to help run it from the operating administration so that we had more buy-in from then. We revamped our investment review board and done a lot of activities to make that robust. And the third priority, unfortunately, is our day job. The reality is that every day something happens that we have to deal with, that we have to get done. And the balance we always have to do is balancing out the tactical demands of getting through the day with these more strategic long-term goals.
Now, Dan, I understand that you came to the department directly from the private sector. Could you tell us a little bit about your career path and how you got started?
I stumbled into computers while I was in high school, and I was sponsored by Vitro Corporation, and they allowed each of us to do something technical, and I didn't know what I was asking, but I asked, could I have some time to learn to program on their IBM 704 computer in Fortran 2. Wow. And I wrote a program to bid bridge. My career, I guess I divided it into sort of three pieces, though I've noticed the third piece has gotten longer. The first piece, I was very technical. I did a lot of programming work and systems analysis, worked on operating systems. The second part, I moved into management, system analysis, ran projects and things like that. And the third, I expanded my activities, got involved with marketing and project. How do you sell both internally and externally? How do you deal with the management issues in technology? And really the focus at that point became much more involved with the business issues. That is, how you could use technology relating to business. And I will say that through all that activity, I was lucky enough in terms of this job to be supporting federal business off and on during that entire career. So that's made it a little bit easier.
So Dan, from this vast wealth of experiences, what lessons have you learned and have brought to the culture at transportation, say from your private sector experiences?
Two things. First of all, I want to say that the general rules associated with management are not so different between private and public sector. The things I learned from the people I respected in the private sector were to respect individuals and to treat them well and give them the ability to be successful. And I think that's very important, to be transparent in terms of how you act, to try and do a good job in terms of defining goals. And I think that works in both areas. The challenge you have, I think, in government, which I've tried to bring some of the lessons are, is that the government has a very complex set of stakeholders. In private industry, you have a relatively simple existence. You have to make a profit. But in the government, you have many masters, and you have to satisfy them all at once. And often they have contradictory demands on you. What happens because of that is there tends to be a focus on process, which stays the same, as opposed to goal, because not only is it difficult to define what is the precise goal of the government program, but in addition, the goals change so that people will make a big investment and then 2 years later, the goals have been moved. So it tends to make it harder to get people to focus on the goals. But at the same time, that's very important. So the things I've tried to do is to make sure we understand that at the end of the day, we have to realize we're trying to accomplish certain things. So you have to define them. The second is we have to be transparent in what we're doing, sharing of information, good or bad. And the third is to make sure people have some kind of ownership, that they feel comfortable enough that they'll take responsibility for their work.
That's great. What about transportation's IT strategy? We will ask Dan Mintz, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Transportation, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.